From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy. I'm your host, Sarah King.
I'm your host, Jamie Caskey.
And this week, Jamie has yet another one of her alcohol alternatives, which is hard for me to say.
Yes. That's right. And I have tons of notes yet again. And these are kind of cool. We've got a real mix this week. And then for our next one, the alcohol-free wines are rolling in.
Oh.
So we're going to do some alcohol-free rosés, et cetera.
You know, I've been thinking about last week's episode before we dive into this week's episode. And, you know, I was thinking about the liquors. And they were, what, $30 a bottle-ish?
The free spirits, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, was it really worth it?
I actually have been drinking the alcohol-free gin and tonics, and I would buy that again.
Oh,
sure
wow.
Would.
Okay,
sure
well, that's
would.
A statement right there.
Yep, and I know you enjoyed the whiskey. Neither of us big fans of the tequila.
Tasted like bouillon. Anyway, go back and listen to that. That's the episode right before this, but today we're doing, looks to be seltzers and ish.
Yes.
So I'll let you take it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're doing a few things. First of all, these are the prettiest cans I've ever seen. These are called Petal Sparkling Botanicals. Everything we're drinking today, zero alcohol. These are organic, low sugar, caffeine free, and they are billed as something that's going to raise your vibe. We've been talking about how a lot of the alcohol-free alternatives have ingredients that still help you kind of relax since you're not getting that alcohol. There are six flavors of these, and we're going to be posting pictures of them. Stunning.
They're really pretty cans.
Aren't they gorgeous?
But my question is, how is this going to differ from a LaCroix? Because it's also caffeine-free, alcohol-free, you know?
I think it's better ingredients, but you and I have both a little cheat sheet. We have both tried these at home, not knowing how they would affect us.
Right.
We tried some of this stuff at home, and we both felt that this was just like a really nice, high ingredient seltzer. Lemongrass, dandelion, strawberry.
All in one.
Yeah.
That's a crowded can.
We have elderberry white tea flower. We have the original rose, not to be confused with rosé.
Okay.
We have lychee rose.
I think that's the one I had at my house.
I think so, yeah. Sound
yeah.
familiar?
Yeah.
We have peach marigold basil.
That's what I want to try.
Okay, great. And then there's a mint rose that we don't have with us today, but I think that might be the one that I tried at home. Everybody pick your favorite.
Okay.
I am really torn between, so I'll let you help me pick, strawberry, lemongrass, dandelion, and elderberry white tea flower. Let's do elderberry white tea flower.
You choose your adventure.
All right.
My question is, prior to this recording, you had mentioned that that the woman who started these speaks highly of herself and her product. Is that correct?
She does. First of all, they have a whole video on their website, which you can check out at drinkpedal.com. You can also order there. They do have a lot of fun things on their website, like they have a little spin the wheel for discount, and they have mocktail recipes.
Okay.
And cocktail recipes.
Okay.
So just like in our first episode of Alcohol Alternatives, some of these products you can mix with real alcohol.
Yeah. A flavored seltzer, if it's done well, would be great with lots of different alcohols.
Exactly. So do keep that in mind while we drink, these today. But I want to read you.
I'm going to sip while you read.
Yes, please do. I call it hippie talk. First, I want to tell you a little bit about her. She is Candace Crane. She's the visionary founder and CEO, is how she refers to herself. And she also calls herself a botanical alchemist. They call their whole approach botanical alchemy, an intuitive process that tunes us. Get ready.
I'm ready.
Tunes us into the flavor power of each ingredient, guiding us to blend florals, fruits, and herbs into the perfect refreshment, packed with powerful antioxidants.
Well, a couple things. One, alchemy was proven to be unreal a long time ago.
It is a fun word that she is fully embracing.
That's right. And then I'm reading the ingredients here. I just tasted my peach marigold basil.
That's good.
And carbonated water is the first ingredient, or agave syrup, I'm on board so far. Organic, natural flavor. Now, here's the thing. Natural flavors can be anything. Can be chemicals.
Yeah.
Can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So an organic, natural chemical, a natural flavor, organic peach flavor, not peach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I have extracts in mine. I have the organic white tea extract, organic elderberry extract. I also have organic natural flavors. I will say one of my favorite things about this product is it's only 10 calories for the can. So if you're using it as a mixer, because I think it does taste sweet.
But it's got agave syrup in mine.
Yeah.
Mine's got organic tagette. Extract and organic basil extract. There is a funny aftertaste with this, just like with much peach natural flavor, organic flavor. Like, we all know it's not real peach.
Or seltzer. Any seltzer, I think you get that little bit of a back taste. I will say about these, before we kind of move on through.
Sure.
I think they are a lovely alternative if you are taking a little dry spell and you want something at a party. They do feel festival. They say, and we add a lot of sparkle. We're drinking it straight out of the can because ladies.
Yeah.
And I don't think they mean true, like sparkle, like there's no like glitter in here. But I think this is just part of the hippie talk.
Yeah.
I will tell you, they are. I do want to read you this part.
I'm excited.
This is a big hippie moment.
Oh, let me get ready. Let me sit cross-legged.
Mm-hmm. It says, Petal, again, these are Petal sparkling botanical drinks. Petal is the soul sister that you find grooving on the dance floor till dawn.
Oh, yeah.
It's the voice that whispers, you got this.
Oh, no.
The wild heart inside each of us.
Yikes.
And best of all, Petal is an invitation to you, Sarah.
Oh, me.
To radiate your inner rebel and live your best life.
If you knew me at all, my inner rebel doesn't need any more of that now.
Yeah, don't encourage her inner rebel. Like, we're always trying to tamp her down.
My 20s were epic. That's all I got to say.
I want to tell you a little bit about the pricing on these bad boys. And I mean, by bad boys, I mean good. Because, I mean, they are tasty.
They're very fancy seltzers.
Yeah, and you can get $15 off your purchase right now on their website, too, at drinkpetal.com. The 12 packs, which you get the 6 variety pack, or you can get a 4 flavor variety pack, or you can pick your favorite and mix it up and get it as a 4 pack for $12 or a 12 pack for $33.
See, now that is a lot of money for seltzer.
Unless you're a Fresh Market, in which case you're like, this is so reasonable. Why don't we buy this every day through the mail? So that is our Petal. Let's take a quick break.
I agree. I was getting ready to say that.
Great minds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And then we're going to come back with something you and I both really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are back. We have just finished going through our sparkling Petal botanical beverage moment, naturally flavored, which isn't always a dubious title.
Right. These are all alcohol alternatives, episode 2.
Yes, though I have to say, it was, I mean, I'm finishing the can. I was thirsty. And they're tasty, but they're expensive.
They are more expensive than a regular, like, hey, I got the Food Lion brand seltzer.
Yeah, but they are tastier.
Really, yeah, and they have really cool ingredients. And I do like, too, that it's no caffeine.
That's true.
I don't know why I'm sipping mine. We're about to go to another beverage.
So what are we going to next?
Well, you're going to be excited. So everybody, we do want to thank everyone who we're reviewing today because they sent us their products to try for free.
Thank you.
And this next one, Sarah and I were both really enjoyed.
Yes, we did.
One of the things that we found when we were talking about doing this episode is a lot of these alcohol-free or alcohol alternatives are supposed to drink like alcohol, and a lot of them contain ingredients to still help you mellow,
to have an effect on your body.
Right. Well, the next one, they call these adaptogens. I'm going to run on at length about them because I think they're really cool.
Well, this is an adaptogen. I'm excited to hear about this because it's a word of the moment because I've been hearing it everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because I guess this whole alcohol-free movement is really taking people by storm. This is the most boring bottle for such a delicious product.
It's brown. And it has a brown label, mm-hmm. and it has brown lettering that says Curious Number 1.
Yes. So this is Curious Elixirs. They go by, their little tagline is shaken, not slurred.
That's actually funny.
Some clever copywriting.
I like it.
They call it Curiously Complex Booze. These are booze-free cocktails infused with the adaptogens to help you unwind. So you and I each took one home. We tried it at home, and both of us felt, how?
A little mellow.
Yeah, man.
Tell me what an adaptogen is. I got to know, because I keep hearing about it everywhere.
I would love to. Okay.
So I've been waiting my whole life for this.
And now that we're shooting this on video, you'll be able to see color-coded and highlighted.
Let me get comfortable.
Hi, I'm the nerd. an adaptogen in herbal medicine is a natural substance considered to help the body adapt to stress and to exert a normalizing effect upon the bodily processes. A great example that you and I are familiar with is ginseng. Or, for instance, at night, if you can't sleep, you might take melatonin.
Okay.
Turmeric, which everybody is all about right now. I actually just bought a bottle of that the other day. Also helps maintain healthy levels of stress hormone production. A little hippie moment for myself. I take something called ashwagandha rhodiola turmeric.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, when COVID started, and I was like, we were all just operating on a higher frequency. I did
apparently a dolphin.
I did a little research and ordered these, and they were really helping with stress. So okay. I still take them in a few.
How much of it do you think is a placebo effect?
I don't know, but as long as it works, I'm like,
good point. Good point.
And these are proven adaptogens, as evidenced by these highlighted yellow parts. Rhodiola, ashwagandha, both on here. There was somebody I'd never heard of. I think you have mentioned this before. Oh, I know why, because it's in bitters. Gentian root?
Gentian, yeah.
Gentian root, a digestive aid. Uh-huh. Supposed to help. Damiana?
Never heard of it. Mm-hmm. I actually worked with a girl named Damiana once.
Was she very mellow?
She wasn't very nice.
Oh, well, that's weird, because many herbalists prescribe that for mild to moderate depression, anxiety, and nervous exhaustion.
She could use some.
And then it has some other properties. Wink, wink. Is recommended for by the herbalist. I'm no doctor. Anyway, moving along. Shatavari root, which is a relative of asparagus. Have you heard of this?
Didn't know that, but yeah. I just realized I had an asparagus dream last night now that you mentioned it. Oh my gosh, I totally did.
This is so weird.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway. Chicory, lemon balm, elderflower, which we just had. I just had.
Lemon balm is good for your belly.
In the petal, yeah. Lavender, of course. And then holy basil. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of holy basil.
Yeah. Helps manage stress response and improve anxiety symptoms.
Have they marked any sources? Or are they just saying these things?
Oh, they probably did, but I was cutting and pasting. Okay. Actually, you know what? I had it on there, but I like to get stuff neatly, so to get it in two sheets, I had to take my reference out.
But there were references attached
whatever.
To it.
Well, I was doing my own separate. Yeah, they had references, and I was doing my own homework. So anyway, from the Curious Elixirs website, it says they're booze-free craft cocktails infused with the adaptogens, handmade with the best ingredients, no refined sugar. The flavors are bold, crafted for the adventurous, and these are cool. You'll appreciate this.
Uh-huh.
Created by a team of world-class bartenders and herbalists and food scientists.
Interesting.
So again, with the all-organic juices, herbs, spices, roots, barks, and botanical. To make your mouth dance.
Hey, make my mouth dance.
Frankly, I'm all about that.
Okay.
And they use the properties of plants to increase serotonin and dopamine precursors, circulation. The Mayans used some of this as aphrodisiacs. But again, we're not doctors, so we can't speak to that.
Well, I'm nervous about trying this with just me and you in the room.
Well, I have so many notes on this that I just
I just want to try it now.
Yeah.
Let's just drink some.
The main thing I wanted to say is they number their beverages. As you can see, we're having number one. So they number their beverages. Number one.
There's a lot of paper in front of
you
right now.
It is. I'm not even going to make you go through all this. This is supposed to taste like a Negroni. Sarah,
yummy.
What is a Negroni, if you will?
Negroni is a delicious cocktail that if you go to a bar and they have nothing that you recognize, you can get them to make this so long as they have Campari. It is one part Campari, which is a very, very bitter liquor, one part gin, and one part sweet vermouth.
Very nice. They call this a beautifully bitter, booze-free pomegranate cocktail infused with rhodiola, which, as I said, you know, have taken. It also has the gentian root, organic fennel, bitter orange extract, lemon peel extract, orange juice concentrate, pomegranate juice is actually right on
there. Well, it's a pretty pomegranate color, and it's got
– it's juicy.
Definitely smells a little bitter.
Juicy looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So –
a little effervescent. I like it. It does dry your mouth out. It's a little bit bitter. Is this the one? So she gave me this because she wanted me to try a whole bottle of this and see if I could feel an effect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I did feel a little bit calmer after I drank it, which was surprising. Was it this exact flavor or did you give me a different flavor?
No, it was this exact flavor.
It's good. I like it.
It is good. And I felt that this was truly answering the claims that a lot of these give that are it's still going to relax you.
Yeah.
But you don't have the alcohol. And I thought, wow, this is a great example.
What I like about this versus every single other non-alcoholic thing you've brought to the table is that this one has a lot of depth of flavor and depth of character. There's like, I'm trying to analyze what's going on in my mouth right now, and it's a little bit tart. It's a little bit dry. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit bitter. It's a little bit sweet. It's a little effervescent. So there's so much going on. It is like a cocktail where, you know, it's complicated.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of this quite a bit.
I did want to say they gave a lot of good information, and I just want to tell you of their seven. I think they only had good info. Some of them are no, I have all seven. Some of these are only available for a limited time, so you can check out CuriousElixirs.com because they do some seasonal and shake it up and do some new ones. The first one, like we just tried, is like a Negroni. The Curious Elixir number two is they say it's like spicy margarita meets the dark and stormy. What's a dark and stormy?
A dark and stormy is vodka and ginger beer and lime.
What's ancho extract?
Ancho pepper, I would imagine.
Okay, well, that's in the number two. So it's they said spicy. Damiana's in that. Curious Elixir number three is a riff on the Cucumber Collins. Number four is like an Aperol spritz with Prosecco.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Which is similar to a Negroni, except Aperol is what I call the beginner's Campari.
Ah, very good.
Campari a little light. Less bitter.
Number five is elderberry ginger. It's a smoked cherry chocolate old fashioned.
Oh, yes, please.
Right? I mean, like, I feel like we need to get this box.
I am into this curious number, various numbers. I think it's really a product.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you at this. And then number six is a tropical tipple that infuses cream of coconut, pineapple, citrus, oat milk, and chicory root. And
yes, I want that too.
Right? We need to write them back.
Yeah, we're like, we want you to supply our drinks for free forever.
When you guys order from CuriousElixirs.com and they say, where'd you hear about us? We need you to drop our names like crazy.
Wine
people.
And Danny, Sarah and Jamie.
You should send them more is what you should probably put in your comment.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And then the last one, which I thought was really cool, and this was a limited time release. They put it in big, bold, limited release.
Don't get comfortable.
Right. A booze-free champagne cocktail.
Ooh.
With elderflower and lavender. Isn't that pretty?
That is pretty. Yeah.
So I thought that this was really cool. Let's, again, go over price because I find that alcohol alternatives are not what I would call inexpensive, but you're paying for some, especially with these curious elixirs, real nice ingredients.
So how much are they?
So I'm going to have you guess. Now, I will say in each bottle, they say is two cocktails, which I would say is about right over ice.
Over ice, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so for two cocktails, and is this a buy-the-bottle
price? So let's say you're getting four bottles, which is eight cocktails.
Uh-huh.
How much do you think you would pay for eight cocktails?
Oh, non-alcoholic cocktails? I'm going to go for $5 a piece. I'd say it's $20.
It's $35.
Good Lord.
But again, look at these really cool adaptogen ingredients, which know work.
It's true. I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just, with the gas prices and everything, I'm just feel like people are trying to take money from me left and right.
Look, stay home. Don't drive. Order these and mellow out at your house. But again, you can also subscribe and save. Some of them are slightly more expensive. Number five is slightly more expensive. What was number five? Do you remember?
Was that the that was the old fashioned, I thought.
Yeah. Good memory, Sarah.
I was excited about it.
Holy moly. Anyway, their website is really cool. You can learn a lot, go down some rabbit holes. I printed probably 70 zillion pages off of there.
What's their website?
It is CuriousElixirs.com. And they've been reviewed by like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. People are loving this.
It's delicious. Well, before we move on to our next one, we need to take a break. We need to talk to our sponsors and our fellow podcasters. So let's just take a break real quick, and then we'll come out for the last thing that you brought, which I can't remember, which means I'm excited.
Ooh.
Welcome back to our Alcohol Alternatives. This is number two.
Episode two.
We've tasted seltzers. We've tasted some kind of curious cocktail in a bottle.
Curious elixir, yes.
Delicious. And now you've got a cocktail kit.
Okay, we're going to post pictures of this kit. This is from the good folks at Monday, and they make zero alcohol gin, whiskey, and mezcal. And the packaging for this is by far the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. We're going to be posting pictures of the packaging because it was so very impressive. You can see it yourself on their website, drinkmonday.co.
Okay.
I'm always confused about the suffixes of websites now.
Can't help you there. I don't know it either.
Yeah. Anyway. The cool thing about this is they do different. You can get just the alcohol-free alcohol, the gin, mezcal or whiskey, or you can get these cool kits. And what I thought, because the packaging was so amazing, I was like, if you're going to like a stock the bar shower, or you're going to a party for somebody who doesn't drink, but it, you know, it's going to be a cocktail party or other people around them are having cocktails, what a great gift this is.
Yeah.
I mean, super impressive. In this kit, because they sent us the whiskey kit, we got the zero alcohol whiskey.
It's very Art Deco, the
everything
cover.
Everything about it is just top notch. Then they've teamed with Hella Cocktail Company for their mixers.
Okay.
So they sent the Hella Cocktail full size. We love them.
Yeah.
Old fashioned premium mixer with the gentian root and the whole spices. Again, non-alcoholic.
It's a mixer, though. I doubt you'd be able to sip it.
Yeah. No, I'm just, yeah. Okay. And then they sent two precious little boxes, bottles of bitters, the aromatic bitters and the orange bitters. And all of these go into a cocktail that Sarah has mixed for us. But first, just like episode one of our alcohol alternatives, you wanted to try the whiskey because you're a whiskey drinker.
Yeah, I'll tipple from time to time.
Yeah. So she's going to try it with nothing mixed
in. This smells a lot like whiskey, and it's got a very spicy quality.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what you think.
Ooh. Wow. It's got like, there's a definite spice there. It's mm-hmm. I could drink this alone on ice. It's good.
Wow.
It's
okay,
good.
Okay, Drink Monday, people.
Yeah, no, I could. I mean, it's definitely, it's reminiscent of bourbon.
Yeah.
But it's got more depth of character than the ones we tried in the first episode.
Okay.
The ones in the first episode had a wateriness to them. This mm-hmm. one's got a little bit of, it's just thicker somehow.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the company. They said on their website, they talk about this cultural shift away from drinking alcohol. You still want that cocktail, but you have a mindset toward self-care, staying alert, staying sharp. And they say you shouldn't have to choose between good health and great taste, which is why they developed. It's a startup company.
Yeah.
And so they said they started crafting these drinks from natural ingredients at their Southern California distillery. And they say that you can enjoy them like a proper adult beverage without worrying about how you feel tomorrow. And again, there's recipes on there. So you can do mocktails or you can do cocktails and add some, you know, a little dash of real alcohol to it should you choose. They started out, their very first one was their gin, which we don't have. But we really enjoyed, I particularly really enjoyed the drink spirits gin. I imagine similar, you could, you know, do some cocktails with this.
Sure.
But again, we're today tasting the whiskey. No carbs, no sugar, no calories.
How it has no sugar is shocking. I wonder if there's stevia in it because there's something sweet to it.
Well, hold on. Let me see.
Because it had like cinnamon. There's cloves, but barely.
Monk fruit.
Yep. It's definitely got a sweetness to it, and there's a spice to it.
And it's the last ingredient, too, so it's not like the second. So it has a little bit of sweeteners, but it's natural spring water, natural flavor, citric acid, fruit and vegetable juice for color, which they all do.
Yeah.
A preservative, and then monk fruit extract.
Well, let's taste the cocktail before it gets too watery.
All right. Would you please tell us what went into the cocktail?
This is the cocktail that the recipe that they gave us. It's called an Old Fashioned Monday, 2 ounces of Monday whiskey, 2 ounces of Hella Cocktail Company Old Fashioned mix, aromatic bitters. It doesn't tell you how many dashes, but from the cocktail world that I came from, it's 2 dashes typically of aromatic bitters, orange bitters, and you're supposed to garnish it with a fresh orange, but we don't have any.
It is. I like it.
I like it too. I like it because there is a spice note, like a straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's ginger. I always have a hard time pinpointing ginger when I eat it, but there's something that lights up your tongue in the spice area. Mm-hmm. So that's what comes through at the back end when you swallow it.
Yeah.
And granted, this has been sitting on ice for a bit. I think it's actually really good.
And by a bit, she means like 2.5 minutes. So it's not, yeah, we're getting a pretty good, it's also vegan, gluten-free, and keto, which I thought was cool. This is what they say about that flavor profile. On the nose, and I think this is nailing it.
Okay.
On the nose, they say you get butterscotch, raisin, and toasted brown sugar.
Heck yeah.
1,000%. The palate presents roasted coffee, rich caramel,
yeah,
and warm molasses, which I thought, again, nailed it.
Yeah.
You really get the taste of that. The finish is long with spicy heat down the middle and a hint of orange. 1,000% yes. Like, whoever's writing your copy
Monday
is drinking your product. It's terrific. Now, suck a tiny little bit. Well, first I'm going to tell you what else they suggest. You do make an old-fashioned with it, or a Manhattan, or a whiskey sour. You can do a simple pairing with crisp ginger ale, spicy ginger beer.
What did I teach you last week? What is that called? When you have alcohol and a mixer.
Oh,
A highball.
A highball.
I was like trying to mimic a ball high in the air.
I just edited that too, so I've heard it twice. And I said, you know how my memory is.
And I just thought I'd quiz you. Pop quiz.
Little quiz. Anyway, it's handcrafted in small batches. Their bourbon maker is award winning, and I think he's knocked it out of the park.
I am very impressed with this. Yeah. This right now, this is my favorite so far.
I do want to mention their cost.
Oh, Lord. So just for the kit or for just the bottle?
This is for the bottle. This is a 750 milliliter bottle, so it's about
typical.
Very typical. The whiskey's $45.
That's about a side. That's what a fifth of regular bourbon would cost,
right? A nice fifth, yeah. The mezcal tequila that they do, their tequila version, is $42, and the gin is I didn't write it down.
We're gonna guess it's in the $35 to $45 range.
Yeah, it's all about the same. So, I mean, you are. Don't think I'm getting an alcohol alternative. I'm getting an alcohol-free beverage, and I'm gonna save a little money. What we have certainly found across the board so far with our alcohol alternative episodes is may even spend a little more.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I know we're getting ready to close this episode down, but I just wanted to make notice of the fact that it's so funny. These things have been under development. They've all seemed to come out at the same time.
Yep.
So there was this wind of change that was going through our society where everybody's like, you know what? The pandemic turned us into booze hounds.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Like, I want to have a special drink where it feels special. And
right.
That's really a lot of what a cocktail is.
Yeah.
You go to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's fancy. You're in heels, hopefully. And have lipstick on. And, you know, you have your moment with a cocktail.
Yeah.
And not just a Coke or a Diet Coke that you can get out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
So it took work to develop these.
Mm-hmm.
It took work to market and package them.
Yep.
So that's where all this money's coming from. I'm impressed. Of the three today, I liked the pedal, but I'd like it, you know, that could come out of a vending machine for me. I don't think it's worth the money.
Right.
However, the Curious Elixirs.
We're all about.
Yeah, it's delicious. And I'm very impressed with the Monday Liquor. Very impressed.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, again, that's drinkmonday.co. Please, when they ask you heard about them, mention us.
Yes. Wine and dandy. Wine and dandy.
I do have a quick update on the free spirits, drinkfreespirits.com,
okay.
Which was our alcohol alternative episode one. You can go back and find that. They do have a brand new one out, which I thought was intriguing.
Already?
Yes, they do. So they're doing well, apparently, because like you said, people are really hopping on board with
this. There are alcohol-free bars now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm. Anyway, they say, I love how they announced their new baby product. Happy Hour just got happier.
Okay, what is it?
Yes, it did. It's called the Spirit of Milano. Can you guess what it is about?
Okay, Milano is in Italy, so I'm going to guess it's some kind of bitter.
Yes, it is a curiously complex, vibrant, bittersweet, non-alcoholic Italian aperitivo. Sarah, what is an aperitivo?
An aperitivo is something you drink prior to eating, and it's quite bitter, and the bitterness on your tongue makes the food explode with flavor in a way that it wouldn't if had you not drank it.
Right, and they say great for mixing for spritzes, Negronis, Boulevardier, is that?
Boulevardier, right? Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, and they said a whole lot more. So I'm sure they also have recipes for this new product, the Spirit of Milano, on their website, which is drinkfreespirits.com.
Okay, well, I am learning so much.
Right?
And this has been a great couple of episodes because I leave here and I'm not a little tipsy in the middle of the week, which is weird.
She doesn't have to nap in her car when she goes to the parking lot.
Yeah, which has happened.
Our next one will be alcohol-free wines.
Okay.
With an emphasis on rosés, but we've got a few others that we're going to try. But for now, we do, again, want to thank everyone for sending in their product for us to try.
Thanks for spending time with us. By all means, find us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And leave us a review. Give us 5 stars. You know we would like 5 stars. And if you leave us 5 stars, we'll read your review on the podcast.
Yes, we will. We will say by name. As you know, we will throw a name.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Have a great week, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.